Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 41. The Most Outrageous Deed Performed Ever. Dear friends of Dial Daily Bread, even on the small scale, it had to be the most outrageous deed performed, ever. A woman, apparently unbalanced, has wasted a fortune in anointing a Jewish rabbi who had befriended her. She impulsively breaks her alabaster flask, letting its very precious contents go to waste. Then she lets down her hair in public, not done in her culture, washes his feet with tears never done to any other man before or since, then dries them with her hair. This strange act draws understandable criticism from the treasurer of the group, Judas Iscariot, and all the other members of the team. But why did Jesus Christ, who was supposed to have great wisdom, praise her act so highly? He gives her the most sublime tribute. She has done what she could, meaning of course she had done all she could. Then he sets her up on his pedestal as the model Christian, the shining example of what he has come to earth to accomplish in redeeming humankind, and she receives the wondering attention of everyone down to the close of time. Why this divinely inspired accolade? A good leader should keep his constituency together and appease his opposing parties. But Jesus throws his whole weight in defense of the woman, and thrashes the 12. Judas sees fiery indignation in his eyes. This hardens him so he goes out determined to betray the Lord of glory. Was Jesus wise in not keeping his little band together on this? He could have said nice things about both sides, even saved himself from his hell to come. As a photo is an imprint from a negative, so Mary's deed was a printout that displayed a true heart response to his love, from a redeemed sinner. In defending her, Jesus was forced to defend his own wondrous cross, and that before even the ordained ministers in his little circle. Mary's enslavement to seven devils was hell itself. Her apparently reckless response of gratitude was totally appropriate for anyone who has been redeemed from the same hell. If we were totally aware of what we've been saved from, our gratitude would forever know no bounds. This would end lukewarmness,